USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman is hospitalized following a shooting at a North Texas airport. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia saying a 37-year-old was confronted by an officer at Dallas Love Field after pulling a weapon and pointing it at the ceiling.
Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities.
The airport was evacuated and flights were grounded. Crews with the TSA are now working to get people back through security. Ghislaine Maxwell has been transferred to a low-security federal prison in Florida. The 60-year-old is now being held at Tallahassee Federal Correction Institution. She's currently serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. Maxwell was convicted for her involvement in grooming underage girls with Jeffrey Epstein. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Voters are calling for change in a city where crime continues to increase.
Marilyn Bosby, Baltimore soft-on-crime prosecutor, has been defeated in her bid for re-election as the city's state attorney in the Democrat Party primary. She was soundly beaten by former prosecutor Ivan Bates. During Mosby's two terms, homicides in Baltimore rose steadily between 2015 and 2021. This year's numbers are on track to surpass those of 2021, according to Baltimore Police Department data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
WWE is revealing millions of dollars in previously undisclosed payments made by former CEO and chairman Vince McMahon. The wrestling promotion company revealing more than $14 million was paid personally by McMahon, who announced his retirement last week while being investigated for claims of sexual misconduct. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues and illegal immigrants continue to cross into the United States in broad daylight, straining resources in El Paso, Texas, and other surrounding communities, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Mike Turner, talks to Fox News about what Border Patrol agents tell him they're seeing at the border.
It remains a significant national threat to our country. We saw evidence and spoke to the officers there about the unbelievable amount of criminal activity, drugs being smuggled, humans being smuggled.
A new study finds that people who exercise more live longer. Harvard researchers conducted an analysis of more than 100,000 individuals over a 30-year follow-up period. They found that adults who work out 2 to 4 times a week, which is a recommended amount of moderate or vigorous activity in a week, have a significantly reduced risk of death. Currently, the American Heart Association recommends adults get at least 150 minutes per week of moderate aerobic exercise, or 75 minutes a week of vigorous aerobic exercise, or a combination of both. There's still plenty of time to buy a ticket for a massive Mega Millions jackpot. The prize for Tuesday night's drawing stands at $810 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.